Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
30.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
is Toucher and Rich.
How are you? Loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hayward grabs the rebound on the free throw line. He's on the move with Tatum. Finds him. False pass and a big flush for Tatum. Timeout, Mike Budenholzer. But the double-digit lead he has had all night now belongs to the Celtics.
Put your helmet down, son. Put it down.
A 33-9 run, and it's the Celtics that lead by 11.
This Michael Hutchins did not go out the way you want to go. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Touch from Rich. We are joined by Danny Ainge, the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. And he joins us now on the expert hotline. I will give him a greeting, ask one question, then the experts can take over.
Fred, you're always, I know, always welcome, Fred.
I know, but I got to get something out of the way that you won't have the balls to ask.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Danny Ainge, hello.
Good morning, Fred, Rich, John. How we doing today?
We are doing good, and that is a Carnegie tactic. You named everyone. That makes us like you. I like it. All right, so here we go. First of all, congratulations on the success last night. That was a very good game.
Thank you. It was fun. Exciting. It was fun seeing Paul Pierce in the building.
Indeed.
He got the crowd rocking last night.
Did you see Jimmy Stewart from the station there? The guy with the sweaty pits?
No, I did not.
All right. But here's my question. Have you been following the career of Jonathan Isaac?
Oh, boy. Oh.
No, I have not. Oh, you're talking about Jonathan Isaac in Orlando.
Yeah, that Jonathan Isaac. Yeah. Don't be coy.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not supposed to talk about other teams' players, but yeah, I have been following his career. He's a good young player.
Okay, that's all.
Thanks, Fred. Fred seems to think that Jonathan Isaac is going to end up being a better player than Jason Tatum.
Well, at least Fred admitted that he's not an expert.
Well put. There's a point, Danny Ainge.
Bulletin board material.
You get a coin?
Bulletin board material. You just poked the Isaac bear.
That's right. It'll spur him on to greatness now.
All right. Well, you got to protect your guy.
He's just not quite woke enough yet.
That's right.
So last night, Danny, has to be, I mean, exactly what you had hoped this team would turn out to be. When you watch that second half, I got to think that you've got to be fairly happy with the results of them being able to figure out a way to not only calm down Giannis and only hold him to, I think it was 22 points, but to distribute the ball and rally back from a 19-point deficit like the way they did.
Yeah, you know, like I never had any doubts of this team's resolve and their determination and their character. You know, it's just, are they talented enough? And, you know, last night they did a really good job defensively. They battled, they competed, even shorthanded without Ennis and JB. That was a big performance. We got a lot of good efforts out of a lot of people, and it was a fun game to watch. The atmosphere was amazing, and you know, we made a shot. I mean, 43-9 run. I didn't even realize it was that big, but that's very impressive against a very good team. And obviously, it takes a little bit of luck making some really, really tough shots, but very entertaining game.
Well, Marcus Smart is being asked to do a lot, and he's obviously, if you want to pinpoint the one guy who is probably most responsible for that comeback, everyone credits him as being the heart and soul. You saw it yesterday on the floor, but having him guard Giannis yesterday, first of all, kind of took me by surprise. Obviously, there's the height, the size differential, but he was pretty good on him. Is this something that you see continuing to go on where you're going to put Marcus Smart on some of the dominant bigs, or was that more by necessity because Ennis was out yesterday?
Yeah, I think that, you know, without Ennis, but also without Jaylen Brown, Jaylen probably would have got the initial assignment, and Marcus would have been penciled in to guard Giannis for some stretch of the game going into the game, but he was put into the starting lineup. And Marcus is a terrific player. I mean, he's out there to guard everybody. He always has, and he always will. That's his nature, that he loves that challenge of guarding the stars of the other teams and trying to get inside their head. And that's why he is the heart and soul of the team. That's why he would be picked number one by all his teams on his teammate, or in a scrimmage by all his teammates, because they don't want to play against him.
I'm wondering, Danny, you guys haven't had a captain for a while. I mean, and you said it yourself, he's the heart and soul of the team. Players would pick him first for a game of pickup. Have you ever thought about making Marcus Smart a captain on this team?
No, I mean, I leave that up to Brad. I mean, I really do believe that it is an overrated thing. I think that Marcus is a leader of our team. Kemba is a leader of our team. Gordon is a leader. Jaylen and Jason are growing, you know, daily and yearly as in the leaders. I feel like, you know, I'm not sure the captain title needs to be given. Everybody knows who the leaders are, and they just happen. They don't need to be forced on by a title.
Now, what did you think was the difference between the first and the second half? I mean, just watching, because, I mean, it looked like two completely different teams. And to be quite honest, I was saying this morning, I didn't know that this team had that in them to pull off what they did in the second half. What changed in your mind between the two halves?
Well, I mean, I know it's not as, I think our energy level, we got some momentum. We came out with a good start in the third quarter, but just making shots. I mean, like, we were missing open shots, and their defense was really good. Milwaukee did a good job defensively against us, and it was a struggle to get the ball in the basket. And, you know, when we started making shots, we just went on a stretch, and the momentum just carried us for a long, long stretch. You know, you always see 16-4 runs in the NBA. I mean, that's pretty common, but, you know, 43-9 is pretty special, and you got to make a lot of shots in a short amount of time to make those kind of runs.
Have you ever seen anyone airball back-to-back free throws?
Yeah, I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but yeah, I've seen it a few times.
Okay, so you on an NBA during an NBA game?
Yes.
Okay,
that doesn't fly at BYU.
No, I did not see it at BYU.
It
sounds like a school where you're like sitting there for 12 hours after that happens, taking free throws.
If you had your choice, would you rather be posterized by someone or airball two free throws in a row?
You know, guys get posterized all the time. I mean, the athletes are so special in the NBA that, you know, the best of players get posterized. And so I don't think that's an embarrassment at all. I think, you know, shooting two air balls is not a good feeling.
No.
So I think getting posterized is much more common.
All right. So I wanted to ask you about this. And there was a report that came out last week that Kyrie Irving reportedly informed you during his exit interview that he was leaving. Did that happen?
You know, listen, I don't really. I'm talking about last year's team is getting about as boring to me as talking about the 2016 presidential election. So I think that I'd rather not address those issues. But I will say that I have said before that Kyrie was forthright. I mean, his version and my version might be a little bit different, but it's pretty close. And I think that I hold no grudges against Kyrie. Kyrie, he didn't slam the door on a potential return, but he did let me know that he would prefer to go home.
Did you ever?
And those were the words that he used. And so, we for sure had an inkling, but there was no, he didn't slam the door on the possibility of returning to Boston.
Never mind, I just pulled a Wallach.
Okay. It's Fred stepping all over answers and stuff. All
sorry,
right.
So, everybody.
Did you see the fight between Joel Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns last night?
I did see it. I mean, I didn't see it live, but I saw the ESPN tape after the game, our game last night. I did see on my cell phone. I didn't see the details of it, but yeah.
Okay, you come from the golden age of basketball fights. You were involved in many of
Tree
these fights.
Tree Rollins.
Yeah, Tree Rollins, even Michael Jordan. Like, I mean, you were right in the middle of all of that. Do you think that what happened?
Well, that Tree Rollins tackle was impressive.
Yes, it was.
Of course it was.
You tried to bite your finger off, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I might have got a call from Belichick had he been coaching the Patriots at that time.
And I don't mean to digress, but the fight with Jordan, is that one where you knew going into it that you were just going to say, it's almost like when you're in prison, you pick a fight with like the toughest guy in the prison. Did you know going in there that you wanted to pick that fight, or was that just something that naturally came up?
No. I didn't go into any. I mean, listen, I think I got in like four or five fights in a 14-year career. So I didn't like go into any game wanting to fight. First of all, I wasn't going to win most of the fights I was in. So that would be stupid. But I think that, they just happened, the emotions of the game. I never really got in a fight with Michael. We just like shoved each other a little bit. And Michael and I knew each other really well. We played a lot of golf together in the off season. But when you're playing in the NBA Finals against players, your emotions get the best of you sometimes, and those things happen. I don't think that anybody goes into a game thinking I'm gonna fight somebody.
You don't think the Pistons did?
I'm sure they tried to get under his skin. I'm sure they tried to like rattle him a little bit, but I don't think there was ever a predetermined fight that was planned.
I disagree.
Bill Laimbeer, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, I don't think there, I don't know of any. Maybe Fred's right. The Pistons might be the one exception.
Not so stupid now, am I, Danny? Who's the expert now?
Yeah. I'm just giving you a maybe, Fred.
I'm more woke.
So you liked my take on the whole woke thing, huh?
Yeah, you're good. You are a genius, Fred.
Who else said that? Did someone say that, and you're just quoting them? Was it Gorman?
No, I'm saying. No, I did. I'm just saying, and I've listened to your show. I think you are a genius.
Okay, that's very sweet of you.
We're making a shirt out of that.
Now Fred's on the defensive. He's not used to this.
I know.
No, I get called a genius all the time in Fred.
He doesn't get flattered that often. But back to that. Do you think that a fight like the one last night,
a wrestling match,
should get anybody suspended?
It probably will, but I'm not sure. I didn't see the details. I mean, it looked like more of a wrestle and push and shove, and I don't know, were there like punches thrown? Was there any blood? I didn't hear any of that.
No, the only thing that happened was Karl Anthony Towns, it was Joel Embiid put a thumb in Karl Anthony Towns' eye for a moment, but then when they hit the ground, Ben Simmons jumps on the back of Karl Anthony Towns and like puts him in a chokehold to the point where Karl Anthony Towns like is tapping out almost like it's a wrestling match.
Yeah, that's so. I don't know how the league is going to rule on that. I mean, the players in the game are charged with trying to break up the fight. If it's fueling the fight, then sometimes they'll give you an expulsion. If you're trying to break it up and stop it, then so I don't know if a chokehold and a thumb in the eye would be fueling the fire, trying to stop the fight.
Okay, so Jalen and Ennis, can you give us a quick update on both of those guys, if you don't mind?
You know, they're just day to day. We'll check out this morning, see how they're feeling. I don't think Ennis will play Friday, so he's a little more than day to day. Jalen, yeah, I'm not sure. We'll get an update. Get an update on Jalen today.
Are you going to be offended if you don't, you're not asked to be in the new Space Jam movie?
I should be. I should be in that. But I still get checks from Space Jam, like $6.20 every quarter.
Oh, really?
Nice.
I mean, we have to find out what happened to your character. I mean,
there's so many unanswered questions.
There were unanswered questions in that one. But honestly, I mean, has there ever been, has anyone reached out to you? You know, I mean, because I kind of thought that that might be a nice nod to the first movie if they kind of recreate the scene that you were in there.
Yeah, so the answer is no. They have not reached out to me on that movie, and I'm not expecting or anticipating that to happen.
Maybe you should make one that you star in. That's the guy like Goofus and Gallon is the as the cartoon character. Just because they'd probably be pretty cheap, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably won't be doing that one.
You had him, Fred. You had him.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. He doesn't want to overreact.
He
doesn't want to make you two feel bad.
Right.
All right. Well, Danny Ainge, you got anything going here? Halloween? I know you got the little ones all around. What you got going?
Yeah, I think, let's see, the only Halloween costume I've seen so far is by Wheezy. So Wheezy's got a Halloween going on. He's going as a giraffe today.
All right,
he's going as a giraffe.
Yes. You're shoving down that Wheezy down people's throats. I mean, let's show a little modicum of.
I enjoy Wheezy. I'm a sucker for stupid dog videos. I have to be honest. That is something I'm.
No,
a sucker
Wheezy.
For.
Wheezy's the best. And so yeah, I am forcing it a little bit. I think I may have told you guys that. Yeah, my son Crew has told me to stop.
Yes, you have.
too many tweets on Wheezy.
All right. Well, Danny Ainge, congratulations on the big win yesterday, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
You too. Thank you.
I'm coming in with a one-liner at the beginning there.
I like that.
There you go.
Who?
You.
What did I say?
Oh, you started with the Isaac bomb, and then you kind of went up from there, and then
he threw an
key part of it.
Way. A nice little jab there.
He's got to protect his guys. I understand that. I mean, if Tatum was on any other team, he'd be like, "Yeah, you're right."
How many points?
Especially
did he
after
last
watching
night?
Last night, I think it was 24.
25, I think.
Yeah, really? 25. Does he do the little things?
Yes, actually, he does.
No, he doesn't. He's not half the defender that Jonathan Isaac is. They could use Jonathan Isaac on this team, as a matter of fact. Maybe they wouldn't get crushed by the 76ers so often.
So you're telling me that the difference between the Celtics and possibly the number one seed in the East is Jonathan Isaac?
What, a nice 6'9 athletic power forward?
Mm-hmm. Who's polished?
He's getting more polished.
I understand that.
He had 3 blocks last
You said
night.
Yourself he was a project, though.
Would you? Yeah, and that's why I say the metamorphosis is happening even faster than I thought.
Ah.
But then again, I'm the genius.
Yep. As you proved yet again.
He was being serious. He was talking about my woke stuff.
Yep.
I didn't hear the sarcasm.
That's
nope.
Right.
No, nope. The woke stuff, you were clearly front and center genius level, yes.
Yep. All right. And you know, audience, that's just what you're going to get from this Instagram...
Influencer.
Influencer, thank you. All right, Rich, you got anything you want to talk about here? We got a little quick break coming up.
Yep, there is a player on the Astros who is pissed.
Yes.
So pissed that he didn't even do his interview as a member of the Astros last night.
All right, we will be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Sports Hub.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As Hudson tries to close it out, it'll be another 3-2 pitch to Michael Brantley. Hudson sets the kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions! Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time! Remember where you are on October 30th, 2019, when the Washington Nationals finished the fight.
I, like the rest of America, was asleep at 11:50. I watched a good deal of the game, but I just wanted Scherzer to lose because he's such a piece of crap.
You take a look. I saw this tweet this morning. You take a look at the 2014 Detroit Tigers rotation.
Yes.
And every single one of them has won a World Series in the last 2 years.
Yes.
Including Sanchez and Scherzer this year.
Seven games, seven visitors win.
Yeah.
I mean, so there was no game that ended with people going insane and going crazy.
No, everyone was pissed.
It was all a downer.
That's right.
It was like seven pissed off stadiums at each one of those stops. But
if you were watching closely enough, you got to see a sweet pair of Hooters.
Yep, you had that. That was one of the highlights of the World Series. Now, they
Boobs.
Were, I think the first...
Population three chicks.
I think the first four games, first five games, were amongst the lowest rated. But then the last two games, I actually haven't seen the ones from yesterday, but game six had very high ratings.
Well, there were six things that I liked in game five.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Girls
yes.
got a lot of girls got two of them.
Yep. And that would be three of them with two, which makes it six. But there was a moment yesterday.
Talking about boobs.
Okay.
Talking about Hooters.
So there was a lot of questions.
Cassabas.
Yes, that's what they're called by many people who drive Camaros.
Sweet, sweet cassabas.
Never heard anyone say that in real life, like refer to them as that.
Milk sacks.
Okay. Imagine if someone actually said that in a conversation. You'd be like, what are you doing?
That's a great pickup line. You go up to a girl and you go, oh, look at you. That's a nice pair of milk sacks you got on you.
And then they would say, hashtag me too.
Why can't you compliment a woman?
By saying nice milk sacks?
Well, I mean, yeah, just like, I mean, you wouldn't say it right away, but like if you were, you know, you're having banter.
You'd have to work your way up to that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you'd be like, "Hey, are you the girl that bowled 300?" And then they go like, "What?" And you go, "Oh, you look exactly like this girl from the bowling alley from a couple of days ago that bowled the 300. That's not you." And they go, "Oh, come on, what's your name?" And I go, "Fred, Toucher." Yeah. And then they go, "Oh, I love your show. I remember when Danny Ainge called you a genius." And I say, "Oh yeah, get that a lot." I'll tell you what you got. Couples milk sacks on you. I wouldn't mind. Nothing wrong with those.
And then it's like,
and then they go, check, please. Let's get out of here and into your crib.
I thought they were saying run the other way.
No. And on my Tinder profile, it says legs, milk sacks.
Okay.
Dislikes, large cabooses.
Not a big fan of the cabooses. Well,
no, I'm the opposite of John. So, yeah, John likes a big butt.
He does like them. And yep, he's a big fan. Well, Garrett Cole,
big old mud flaps,
was sitting there just like Joe Murray and not being used yesterday's game.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
Yeah, Garrett Cole feels your pain there, Joe Murray. And there's a lot of people who are pissed off. Like, why would you not put this guy in? He's ready to go. And after the game, dude was pissed. First of all, he said this before he ended up getting all snarky. He said this.
Your entire Astros tenure.
Yeah, a lot of good friendships. Obviously, learned a lot about pitching from my teammates, from the pitching coaches and pitching staff. Learned a lot more about the game from AJ. And it was just a pleasure to play in the city of Houston.
Now, what you have to understand is he's doing that interview not wearing an Astros hat, but a Boris Corporation hat, as in Scott Boris, his agent. And before he answered questions, he said, I'm not an employee of the team. I guess I'm a representative of myself.
Do you think that he was pissed he didn't pitch last night?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes,
he
a thousand times.
He warmed up earlier in
yes.
the game. I mean, but Greinke was going so well.
Right. No, but I mean, if you're pulling Greinke in the seventh, wouldn't you put Cole in?
Yes, you would.
I mean, why would you rely on your bullpen?
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Not in this case. Not in game
seven. Cole could have easily gotten you two innings.
Yes, absolutely he could have. And again, and in the seventh, wasn't it only 3-2 at that point?
It was three. No,
it wasn't out of hand yet.
No, it was 2-1. It was 2-1, and they took Greinke out.
Okay.
Astros had the lead, and they took him out.
Well, there you go. So if you're Gerrit Cole, aren't you pissed that
yes.
they didn't put you in?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so
and,
I mean.
Greinke had only thrown 80 pitches. I mean, Greinke was on fire last night. I don't know. I don't know. That was just a poorly managed game.
And he's going to make a zillion dollars.
Yes, Boris is going to be a very rich man, as the Yankees will undoubtedly sign him. If Rendon would just leave Washington, which I guess he has no intention of doing, he's 29. I'd pop that guy a little four-year mucho dinero to get him on the play in the hot corner for the old Cards.
Mm-hmm.
6 sacks of milk.
I was waiting. Doesn't sound right unless you do it the Mark Zavis voice, though.
Yeah, I don't want to push it. I don't dance for you. Wallach.
Okay.
All right. Rich, what's coming up? We got the stack.
Yep. It seems like every team that's not named the Patriots is imploding in the NFL.
All right. We will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sport.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on right now?
Because it is a wonderful soundbite, here is Baker Mayfield once again getting pissed off at a reporter.
After the black field goal at the end of the first half, the 2 minute drive, it seemed like there was a lack of urgency there. There was something going on.
There was a penalty, so we were negative yardage.
No, but there was a lot of time between snaps.
Well, when the penalty happened, then we're behind the chains. No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. Do you want to give them the ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple. Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What? Jesus, Tony.
And he walks off. And yes. Once again, we are seeing the meltdown of the Cleveland Browns. I love going back and looking at the covers of Sports Illustrated and all the other people who thought that they might be potential Super Bowl contenders.
There's only one voice of reason in the media.
I never said Super Bowl, but I thought there was a chance they could win that division.
I told you that they were going to be bad. I told you they were going to be under 500. And that's saying something, given their schedule that's coming up.
Well, if they don't get to 500 with the games that they've got coming
yes.
up, there's something wrong. Like, I'm not, and they would have to win 6 of the next 8, right? I mean, they've played, are they 5?
They're 2-5.
Okay, so they have 7 games left then. Oh, sorry, they have 9 games left.
Yes.
Okay. They
got to win 7 of them to have a winning record.
And they could totally do it.
No.
Look who they're playing.
I know
they're
playing.
Bengals. I'm
well aware of who they're playing. I mean, think that this head coach is certainly not worthy of the job he has and might be the worst head coach in the league. Their offensive line is not going to get any better. And this quarterback, if he continues to spin out of control, is going to wreck their season.
Well, so Baker said after that, when he stormed off, he tweeted, "Everybody wants to hear the truth until they actually get it. I am who I am and always have been. Don't call it emotional when it's convenient, and then passion when it fits. I care about winning, so yeah, I'm frustrated. If I was to act like it's okay to lose, then y'all would crush me." So there we go.
Yeah, in other words, what worked in college is now making me look like an ass. All those intangibles that I was supposed to have are now falling on deaf ears.
I wish he was, because like I said, I want him to be good, so he's a good villain. But if he was failing, I wish he was failing with a good coach and a good offensive line. Because right now, there's asterisks. You can't kill Baker Mayfield, especially when you compare him to all the other second-year quarterbacks that are out there. And look at the deficiencies they've got. They've got the worst coach in the NFL. Agreed? Worst coach in the NFL.
Just said that.
Yep, worst.
Maybe.
So, and his offensive line sucks. Matter of fact, Burt said it was the worst in the NFL before the season started.
Dan makes a good point. How was Mahomes in his second year?
I mean, Mahomes is a freak.
Third year, technically.
Oh, third year.
Didn't play his first season.
Okay.
No, it was his second year. He didn't play his
last year was the MVP.
Right.
This is his
third
year.
And that was his second year.
This is his third
year. Yeah, you're talking about his second year. He was amazing.
Second year playing or
yes.
Second year
well,
to
oh,
second
Jesus
year,
Christ, geez, John.
Matters.
Second year. And by the way, you're just more proving the point that he's excellent.
He is great.
Yeah. But look around the rest of the league. And you take a look at guys that are. I mean, when you're in your second. And he wasn't even that bad in the Patriots game outside of the first quarter or so. He calmed down. He did okay. I think that, I mean, as I said, there was that pass that was right in Odell Beckham Jr.'s hands that he dropped. I thought that he did all right, considering, and this isn't really saying much once again, but it's more to my point, that he's the second best quarterback that the Patriots have faced so far. So just looking at that sample, that size right there, where you've got eight different quarterbacks coming in. Yeah, because the Jets had two different ones.
Yeah.
He's the second best quarterback that they've faced.
He's played the second best of the quarterbacks that they faced.
Oh, I forgot. Sam Darnold is the second best quarterback.
If you ask a lot of, most experts would tell you right now, they wish they would have taken Darnold.
But if you think things are going bad in Cleveland, let's head on over to see what Trent Williams has been doing over with the Redskins. Now, as you know, Trent Williams showed up to practice. To report just before the trade deadline so he could get that year in under his contract. And then when he showed up, he didn't pass his physical. Want to know why? Because he found his helmet uncomfortable. You can't make this up. I didn't know you could fail a physical because of that. Does that mean there's your head's got some sort of bump on it or what?
Wasn't that the problem at the very beginning? I mean, he wanted to treat something and the team wouldn't let him treat it. And that's why all this whole thing spun out of control.
So
the Jets have experience in that. Docking a guy pay because he had surgery.
And then, of course, you've got the Jets on top of that with Jamal Adams. And Jamal Adams with the quote of the year.
I hold myself at a high level. You know, the Rams don't take calls on Aaron Donald. The Patriots don't take calls on Tom Brady. You know what I mean? That's where I hold myself in that regard. So regardless of, I understand that you have a job to do, that's the way I took it.
Okay. So he's wrong in a million ways. And good. The thing that pisses me off about athletes, and it really does, and especially in a sport like football, like win. Like if you're such a winner, win. Like take over. Like if you're so important to the team, if you're putting yourself up, how many wins do you think Donald is responsible for? Like war, like wins above replacement
per season.
Yeah,
at least one, probably two.
Okay, so you're saying that they have two less wins if he wasn't on the field. Jamal Adams is not Aaron. How many wins above replacements is Tom Brady?
Oh, I mean,
eight?
Yeah.
Okay. Seven, eight.
Right.
Over the Jared Stidham.
You know what the Jets are without Jamal Adams? The same.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
And your butt hurt that because you said that you wanted to go back to Dallas, that Dallas inquired on you? You didn't get traded, dummy. I mean, you're a safety. Go screw yourself. You can argue you're responsible for three touchdowns in that Jacksonville game. Certainly one. You can't guard a tight end. Jacksonville's tight end threw a ball right by you.
Meanwhile, I believe Stephon Gilmore was just named as a defensive player of the week.
Month.
How about
that? Yeah, Stephon Gilmore is the best cornerback in football. McCourty's the best safety in football. Good. Jamal Adams is a 22-year-old kid that can't shut up. I'm winning. I'm in the business of women winning. Are you? Then win. Then you win.
All right. Well, there's been
enough. What are you? You're so mad. You're not winning. Then win.
On top of that, as far as everybody in the NFL just completely imploding, so Andy Dalton was benched this week, and yesterday he said that he didn't agree with his coach's decision to bench him and wished it would have happened well before the trade deadline so he and his agent could evaluate the landscape.
Enjoy your money.
For quarterback needy teams.
$17 million. Go, please.
I mean, listen, I wouldn't blame him if I was pissed as well.
I wouldn't be pissed. I'd take the money.
Yeah. Guy wants to play.
And hopefully he's owed $17 million.
Ample opportunity to play.
Yeah, I don't want to. Who wants to play?
Well, he doesn't want to play for that team, but he wants to play.
Yeah, why? What? Why? You're making money, stupid. You're making money just sitting there.
Maybe if Brady leaves, that's going to be Belichick's next guy.
I want to play. I want to play on this winless team.
And by the way, do you want to talk about replacement quarterbacks? Teddy Bridgewater, who was just excellent, 5-0 during Drew Brees' absence. They are now speculating how much money he is going to make in free agency.
And how much he's not going to replicate this performance, just like everyone else who gets in these situations.
Can anybody guess what they are saying he will command on the open market?
$20 million.
He's making $7 now.
$20 million.
And average quarterback is between 15 and 18. Right?
Yep.
So I'm with Fred. I'll say upwards of 20.
They are speculating $20 to $30 million.
Yeah, well, Cousins is making 30
a year. See, so, I thought Cousins was worth it. Like,
no.
Well, I mean, as far as quarterbacks are concerned, like quarterback money, and Cousins has been pretty good this year.
Pretty good.
Well, the last couple of weeks he's been good. Last two or three weeks.
He had two bad weeks.
And I'm not signing a guy to that kind of deal who's pretty good. Like, if I'm
that's
giving,
the cost of a pretty good quarterback.
That's the problem.
I mean,
Andy Dalton, 6 years, $96 million. He's in for a rude awakening when he hits the open market.
Cousins has got a lot of flaws. He had a lot of flaws in college, and he's got a lot of flaws. All right, what else we got?
Okay, there is a brand new, extremely snarky twist to this Joel Embiid, Karl Anthony Towns, Ben Simmons fight, and it comes from a relative.
Ooh, all right, looking forward to hearing about that. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
With Towns, here's Horford. Blocked on the play. Wow! And look at this. Whoa! And B going at it with Karl Anthony Towns. And the bench is empty. My goodness.
How much? Talking was there going on between the teacher and the game? Is there a lot of that?
Well, first of all, I ain't no bitch.
There you go. And imagine if it was a real fight. But there you go. Lots of controversy surrounding the fight between Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns, and then you had Ben Simmons stepping in with a little chokehold.
Oh, and by the way, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, so the refs are trying to say that Ben Simmons was a peacemaker last night, and the Timberwolves have filed a thing saying peacemaker, and you've seen him trying to choke out Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, that's not true.
So, I mean, who knows who's going to get suspended or what, but there is a nice little snarky twist that was thrown into all this. So Joel Embiid tweeted out yesterday, that tough guy act ain't cutting it. You know what you are. You know what you've always been. A puss, say it louder for the people in the back, been kicking your ass, and pretty please make the playoffs before you talk. It's a thing. It's a known thing that I, and in capital letters, own you. And to that, Anna Horford, the sister of Al Horford, just tweeted a photo of Al Horford in a Celtics uniform. Now teammates together, she's already trying to create something like, okay, you think you own this guy? Well, my brother owns you. I love it when family members get involved. Yeah. It is the best. And last night,
I'm sure Al real excited about that.
You know, I like Anna Horford's like one of the few random people that's like that I follow on Twitter because yeah. She's pretty snarky. She said some stuff before about like the wives of some current players on the Celtics. You're like, whoa. And like, I mean, she does not hold back. But the fact that she just threw that out there, and you know that Al's like, oh, come on. What are we doing here?
You don't like it.
He's my teammate now. Why are you trying to stir something up here? So, I guess the suspensions, we're going to find out whether anything cuts out today.
Do you remember when 2 years ago we talked to Al Horford at Media Day, and we brought up the fact that his sister tweets on Al Horford did everything but shake his head and go, oh, Jesus. Like, why? I don't want to answer these questions.
Why are you bringing this up?
Why are you doing that? But she's a great follower.
Yes.
Excellent follow on Twitter. If you like a little bit of the snark. So last night, you obviously got to see the Celtics come back from that huge come-from-behind win. What are they? They're playing. If you look at their schedule coming up,
they got the Knicks tomorrow night at home.
They could go on a nice little run here.
Yes, they could.
You got the Knicks, and then there's like two other easy little guys right after that. And according to Danny Ainge, as far as Ennis, Cantor, and Jaylen Brown are concerned, it doesn't seem like anything major. They should each be back.
Cantor, he did say he didn't expect Cantor to play tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland and Charlotte. And last night, if you missed it, Aaron Baines, ex-Celtic, not only had a massive game, but he also ended up injuring one of the biggest stars in the NBA by falling on top of Stephen Curry. His hand, now broken. Now, do we know how long he is going to be out?
Initially, according to what I read here, 6 to 8 weeks, but no one really knows. He's got to have the x-ray again today to find out how bad the break is.
I know it's only several games in, but I couldn't have been more wrong about the Golden State Warriors. They are awful. Without Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. And now, with Steph Curry out, Draymond Green's going to have to do it all by himself.
Well, he's not that type of player.
No.
He's never been on a losing team. I mean, think about it. Like, he's never had to, like, sit there and face this kind of adversity. So I wonder how him with his even-tempered type of mind is going to handle this.
He's got to have some perspective on what's going on over there. I mean, they gave him a lot of money. Go ahead.
I want to ask you, because you brought it up yesterday, since we have a couple minutes here. They're retiring Draymond Green's number at Michigan State.
Yes.
Do you think that's more for what he's done college
player? No. Draymond Green, and I'll tell you this again, you know what his body size is. You know all that. I think they were in the Final Four.
I thought they lost in the Elite Eight. You might be right.
He might have lost in the Elite Eight.
I don't think he made the Final Four during the times at Michigan State.
But Izzo would have him, with 2 minutes left in the game, have him run point. Because he was the only player on the court that he ultimately trusted.
I get that. Izzo loved him, but Michigan State never won a national championship, never reached the Final Four, and I think he averaged 16 points a game his senior year.
He's the best player I've ever seen play for Michigan State. And I never saw Magic play, obviously.
Better than Mateen Cleaves? Better than Steve? Do you see Steve Smith? Better than those two guys?
Yeah, he was better in college than them, yeah.
Wow. As I remember Steve Smith, he was damn good, and Cleaves was a star the year Michigan State won it.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't their best player.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not remembering this right. You follow them more than I do. So.
They had a kid that was drafted. My brain's gone. My parents are in town.
Fair enough.
But, Draymond Green is probably the best player I've ever seen play at Michigan State. I mean, think about it. You're taking who was their power forward, and you're saying, I don't trust anyone else on this team.
I get it.
I want you to run point. I you're the only person I trust to make the right decision.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a very, very rare college talent.
Hey, Zoe, thanks for the crossover.
He was here, and then he left again.
Yeah, he came and screwed with the Twitch camera, and we're on your way. Well, tomorrow is going to be, listen, don't get all your fright out tonight.
Today to tomorrow, very spooky at 8 o'clock.
So in honor of all the Halloween stuff being a lot of percentages off, I mean, it's got to be 70% off, I would think. We're going to have our own man by name of Bird make a spooky haunted house.
In studio haunted house.
In studio. Apparently, this has blown Bird's mind, and he's been talking in incomplete sentences and going crazy. yeah, he is, don't let a girl in here. Don't let a girl in here. I feel shame.
There's been some incidents. Fragrant incidents.
My body's rebelling against me.
I understand. I understand. Dude, you had a tough round of golf yesterday.
I pulled my groin.
Yes. Trying to hit an extra long driver on the last hole.
My dad was putting pressure on me.
Come on. That doesn't happen.
He wasn't even playing, but I'll tell you what. There's nothing like a good putting lesson. When you're out there on the green.
Did you see the morning news?
What?
People, they're live outside the garden. There's a man dressed in a green T-shirt, Celtics green T-shirt. He's been locked inside the garden.
Oh, really?
Someone let up. Lift these gates up. I can't get out.
I'm trapped.
I slept underneath where the bull gang flips the floor.
You sure that's just not the line for the opening of Guy Fieri's?
I don't know.
Yeah, today?
Someone's locked in and they're like... Have like a gun to their head, like, you. If I'm not first in line, I'm going down. Fieri's opens today.
Where at?
Right
there. Awesome. Follow the flavor.
Get the upside down chicken nachos. Awesome.
Trash can nachos.
My favorite
are the cheeseburger tacos.
It's just like a taco, because it is. All right, what do you guys got going today there?
We're going to get into the Ravens and we're starting with the baseball game and obviously Celtics' big win last night.
All right.
Likeable team again.
Yes, indeed.
And Jimmy Stewart was there, if you haven't seen.
Oh, yes.
Got very sweaty armpits. Intense game, bro. Andy Wong, give me a high five.
New boss.
What?
No.
Okay. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a fantastic day. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name's Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.